بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي حديث سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: ثم قرأ: تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون، إلى قوله تعالى: فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين. The hadith that we read yesterday, part of it, in which Jannat was explained that it is such that no eye has ever seen it, no ear has ever heard about it, and no thought has come on the heart of any person. So it is beyond the comprehension of man in this world. What we have read about it, etc., that it is far, far superior. This is just how we could understand in this world. After that, and also we read that the Sahabi who narrates this hadith, Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stayed till the end of this majlis. And at the end, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these great virtues and the beauties of Jannat. Further he says, after that, ثم قرأ. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read these ayats of the Quran Sharif. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. That their sides remain away from the sleeping places. In other words, referring to tahajjud namaz. That the special favors of Allah Ta'ala will be for those people who read tahajjud namaz. The one is the tahajjud namaz, and further than that, yad'una rabbahum khawfan wa tama'a. And they call upon their Rabb, that is, they make dua to Allah Ta'ala in the fear of Allah Ta'ala also one side, and in the great hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala also on the other side. And this is where ulama have explained where iman lies. One side, a person must have the fear of Allah, and on the other side, he must have hope in the great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It must never be more on either side. If a person only has fear, that person won't be able to live a normal life. Because of the greatness of Allah, if that is on him. And on the other side, if he has only got hope in the mercy of Allah, he will become reckless and commit all types of sin and say Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. So on the one side, we have to have the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and on the other side, we must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Ulama have also explained it, that while a person is young and he has got money in his pocket, he's a rich man and he's got good health, that time fear must dominate him. Otherwise he will commit many sins if he just looks at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And towards the end of a person's life, then he must only look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He must not look even at his good deeds, because at that time he will find faults, he will find worms in his good deeds also. That the actions were not good, the niyat was not good, etc. He must only look at the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And it is also narrated, a person, Allah Ta'ala will treat a person according to what thoughts he have of Allah. So he must just have good thoughts. And Allah Ta'ala is that great being that when a person has ummid, hope in his mercies, Allah won't ever make him now ummid. You had ummid in me that I will forgive you, I will definitely forgive you. That you had that hope in me, and not only that Allah Ta'ala won't make him now ummid, but Allah will give him even more than what he hoped for. Allah is that merciful and kind being that you will hope for something and Allah will give you even greater. So a person must never bring these words on his tongue and never think that I'm the worst sinner, Allah is going to punish me terribly, I'm going to get the worst punishment. No, always, and all the people's evil deeds, the worlds put together, is nothing whatsoever in the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And all the people's good deeds, they are also not such that they will that they can get the mercy of Allah. It is only Allah then when He shows mercy upon a person. So a person must never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So these are those people who keep on making dua that on تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. fear also and a great hope and greed in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And what we have given them, they spend from that also. That is a compulsory zakat, that they pay properly. And besides the zakat, they also spend other money for the poor, the needy, any good cause, they spend their money. For such people, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. So no soul will ever know what Allah has kept hidden of the coolness of the enjoyment of the eyes. Qurratul Ayn is a proverbial thing, a thing which makes a person extremely joyous and happy. So what Allah has concealed for those people, what they're going to get, and how happy they will be, nobody knows. What great enjoyments there will be in Jannah. So there are three things here in this ayat that Allah has referred to, by which Allah will grant this great enjoyment of Jannah. One is tahajjud namaz. Allah give us tawfiq to make tahajjud also. It is mentioned in one hadith, four great virtues of tahajjud namaz. One is the Abu Salihin. It is the way of the pious people. So in our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain it beautifully, that there is one register kept by Allah Ta'ala of all the pious people from the beginning of the world till Qiyamah's day. Just by making tahajjud, our name will go in that register, and we will be counted amongst the Salihin. The second thing, قُرْبَةٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ. You become the favorite of Allah Ta'ala. Allah loves you when you make tahajjud namaz. The third thing, مُكَفَّرَةٌ لِسَيِّعَاتِكُمْ. Your sins are forgiven. By tahajjud, Allah becomes so happy that He forgives your sins. And the fourth thing, مَنْهِيَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ. It is that powerhouse that will stop you from sin. When you will start making tahajjud namaz, you will think yourself also, I wake up for tahajjud and now I'm making this gunas, it doesn't make sense whatsoever. And the effect of tahajjud will be that sins will go out of your life. So great, great virtues for tahajjud namaz. And then the second thing is that the imani condition of that person is correct. That he hasn't got so much of fear of Allah that he lives in a state of depression all the time. And neither has he got so much hope in the mercy of Allah that he becomes reckless and commits all types of sin. And the third thing is that the person, those people who spend in the path of Allah, they give their zakat also, and over and above that, they also spend something in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And in that, charity, even if it is 1 rand a day, or if, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, save yourselves from the fire of Jahannam, even if it is with half a khajur. Even with so much, save yourself. By giving charity, it is a guarantee that a person will be saved from a bad death. His mort will come a good mort. So even if we give 1 rand, 2 rand a day, it will, and also this charity helps us from those bala, those bad conditions that have already come down. And those that are coming down, it pushes them away. So charity should be also the way of a Muslim, at every day at least some charity, one slice of bread, one apple, one orange, whatever it might be, he should give something in charity also. And then there's great reward in the year after.